What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. Well, hello to 2023. Those of you who did not expect to hear my voice again, you know what I mean? I am, like I said, I ain't going nowhere, man. You know, life happens and, you know, this is a real living fluid thing that, you know, I'm working through as best I can, being a husband, father of two, employee, brother, son, grandsons, all of that good stuff, you know, cousin, in-law, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's a trial, you know, for me, dealing with the reality of, you know, how much I enjoy doing this podcast and, you know, when I'm unable to do it, you know what I mean? That it's not gone from me, but it's gone from y'all. For me, this podcast is always here. You know what I mean? It's alive. It's in my head. It's in my writings. It's just not published. It's just not recorded, documented, presented to the world, but it's with me, you know, and hopefully, you know, y'all can understand, like, you know, just life, man. And, people leaving and coming, you know, that this isn't a full-time thing for me, you know, that this is a passion project to an extent, you know what I mean? That my voice is unique and it's not something that I like to force. It's not something that I like to toil over or struggle with, you know what I mean? That the work that I do and what I put out is genuine, is honest, is blunt, is captivating, is intriguing, funny, upsetting, you know, maybe sometimes nauseating, you know, that, but it's real, like, you know, that y'all are getting me where I am and just getting what I can do when I can do it. You know, if I ever get to a place to where, hey, this is the thing, this is the thing. But until then, you know, y'all understand. Sometimes you got to pick stuff up. Sometimes you got to put it back down and come back to it. I almost look at this podcast like writing. You know what I mean? Like writing is sometimes you just sit there and you just grind it out and you get it done. And sometimes it takes a year, 2 years, 10 years. And, you know, you come back. Now, I ain't trying to be Jay Electronica, but I don't know. This shit is like a soul thing. You know what I mean? And I got to be in the right space. I was doing good. And I had told myself, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to make it easier for myself, which I still am. Like, I'm going to make it more comfortable. I'm going to make sure, like, I don't go away. Because I remember starting this journey with podcasting of I got to do, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. That was like a fixed thing. And then it was like, all right. And I'm going to do it. It's going to be once a week or it's going to be this, it's going to be that. And, you know, that's ebbed and flowed over the years. And then I got to the point that I am now where it's like, you know, forget the bells and whistles, forget the video, forget the social media. Just speak to your audience or those who are willing to listen when you can. With what you have to give to everybody. So today I said, just record. I just finished up on Netflix, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am. I encourage everybody to check that out. I am not familiar with her works. Maybe Beloved, and I have to go revisit that. I got to go revisit a lot of stuff, man. But watching that and knowing what I know, even without having a personal experience with her work, she was a genius. You know what I mean? Like, The way she thought was in 4K. Like, it's like the way she wrote, the way, it's not like things I've heard from anybody else, you know, just where her mind goes and how it worked. So definitely, I recommend y'all go check that out and get familiar with Toni Morrison. 2023 is here. You know, I'm still working through some things, and you know, maybe I'll be back on social media soon. Maybe I won't. You know, at this point, like I say, I really do it for myself and for y'all. You know, it's cathartic. I think that's the right word, to be able to express your thoughts publicly. You know what I mean? And those who grab it, grab them. Those who don't, don't. And for me to be able to go back and refer to these things and, you know, maybe down the line, you know, for my kids and my grandkids and, you know, maybe something will catch fire or something like that, you know, but it's one of those I was here type things, you know what I mean? Because I was. All right, so I was in a good vibe and got a call, so I had to pause, do the calls, and I may or may not edit that. I guess I'm going to have to see what 6:15, 6:07. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that and see what it sounds like. But, yeah, this is life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Consider me like the shop. You know what I mean? You don't know when I'm going to drop. You don't know when I'm recording. You don't know who I'm speaking with. You know what I mean? But maybe at some point, y'all will get to see it. Y'all will get to experience it. So I wish y'all the best. You know what I mean? I'm not going to make this long. Wish y'all the best, you know, as I have started to do. You know what I mean? Love, healing, growth, development, education, whatever y'all have for yourselves, like the goals of you all, you know, no matter what it is, if it's getting your first house, if it's having a child, if it's getting married, if it's finding a new job, if it's getting something off the ground, like starting a business, whatever the case may be, I wish y'all well in those endeavors, you know what I mean? And one thing that I told my friend yesterday was his birthday. And one thing I told him was, I'm at the point now to where I'm really just trying to take life one day at a time. This marriage thing, this fatherhood thing, you know, this work thing. I used to stress myself out so much about the future and just being a futurist and just putting myself there. And how do I get there and taking the steps and grinding and grinding and grinding that you aren't as present. You know, because you don't think about the trip. You don't, those things aren't important, you know, because you have a goal and you want to attain that thing. And I said, I have to have a better balance. You know what I mean? I have to live while I have the ability to do so. Because the things I wanted to do at 25, I no longer want to do at 35. The things I want to do now, I may no longer want to do at 45. And so while we're here, you should do those things as best you can. You know what I mean? I don't think you should put yourself out or inconvenience yourself or put yourself in a bad position, but do those things and figure it out. And it doesn't have to be this big, huge, grand thing. You know what I mean? If it's a day here, if it's a couple of days here, if it's a week, if it's, you know, you can do all things in time. And just, you know, figuring out, okay, what's the best time? Just look at the landscape. Look at your off days. Look, if you have kids, look at when they're out of school. If you have family members that, you know, look at the people around you and who's your support and how you can, you know, how you can possibly do some of these things. Or what is your bandwidth in reality? What time do you have on your off days in the evenings after the kids are done with homework? If you don't have kids in the evenings after you're off work or you're done with the gym or you're done cooking or whatever it is, like, take inventory of where you are and take small bites. You know, like I say, everything doesn't have to be this large, huge bite. And so I used to get just like, it kind of brings you down. You know what I mean? If you're not where you think you should be. And at this point, I'm just like, look, I believe that everything God has for me is for me, and it will never change. And I will get it when I'm supposed to. You know, I always pray that I don't get things when I want. I get them when I'm ready. I would rather be ready for the things that I want than to get them and mishandle them. You know what I mean? That's like a big fear of mine. You know what I mean? That I want to be in alignment. I want to be in the position I need to be when these things come. So it's just like, all right, you know, definitely be concerned and think about things and, you know, be that man of the house and just be AJ, but also, you know, chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, take it easy. Everything doesn't have to be so this or that. You know, there is nuance, there is gray area, and even AJ is allowed to live in the gray area sometimes, you know what I mean? As long as it's not in the or to the detriment of myself or my family, you know, these different decisions that I'm involved in making along with my wife and with the thought of my children. So definitely do that. I'll go back to another thing. So I was in a good space and man, I think I got sick of something. It just took me out of everything. Like I was, you know, I was in this new space and doing, okay, I'm gonna do this many and I'm gonna get these out and they'll be shorter and blah, blah, blah. I'm just gonna do it like this. And I got this whole thing together. And then I wasn't feeling good. I got to feeling sick. I got to feeling off. And it threw everything off. It threw me working out off. It threw this off. It threw that off. And it's like now I got like an anxiety because I'm such a perfectionist. I have an anxiety to approaching things, you know, because they're not pretty. They're not, you know what I mean? They're not. And it's like I'm, you know, I still have that. You know what I mean? If I'm working out and I'm doing it consistently, and then it's like, man, you get sick and then you lose that progress. And it's like now, oh my God. Like you work yourself up so far and then it's like you get knocked off. You know what I mean? So I'm still working through my own things and this experience of mine and just figuring out how I can carry forward. And even recording a day, I was watching that documentary or I guess whatever you want to call it about Toni Morrison. And even before I watched that, I just came up with the thought of just record. You know what I mean? I got stuff that I want to get to y'all that is ready to go. Not recorded, but ready to go mentally. And, you know, I'm getting back into the flow. This is kind of like me getting back into the flow. So we'll see how this goes, you know, and where things go from here. But as usual, I'm alive. I hope y'all are. And man, let you know, let's not, let's be present. Let's continue taking those steps forward. But let's, again, don't get too far ahead of yourself. You know, you can only worry about the things you can't control. And it's like, take it one day at a time, your marriage, your job, your, like, take these things and just say, okay, you know, chip away and just, you know, do the right things more than you do the wrong things. Spend your money the right way more than you spend it the wrong way. I know we just got past Christmas and Lord, that was a whole exercise in just getting through Thanksgiving and getting past Christmas. And here we are, income taxes and Valentine's Day. And I had a birthday in December, my daughter's birthday, my son's birthday is in February. And then you get to Mother's Day and Father's Day and the whole thing starts again. And I'm just like, you know what, AJ? Let's do first things first. First thing, let's get through January. Let's get through Friday. Let's do that and just do what you can, man. And don't get so far ahead to where your mind is already at the end of the year, man. And it's January, brother. It's like, be here, be present with your 9-year-old and her with you at 35 and your 2-year-old and just do what you can do. You know what I mean? And I'm doing what I can do. But there's room for me to do more. And that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? So I got to bridge that gap and figure out, okay, what does this look like for me now and today? and just what I want, moving forward, and just taking the steps in the right direction. You know what I mean? I wish that for all of y'all, don't get so caught up on what you could have, should have, would have did, what you didn't do, that you're not where you're supposed to be. I think everything happens for a reason. I've told y'all that. And I think that, we have the ability to change things for ourselves. And it ain't just about something going viral. You know what I mean? It's, it's a lot of different things. And so I encourage y'all to not let the past hold you and not let the future suppress or smother you or and just walk. Just walk. Just keep walking. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. I'm finna let y'all go. I probably ain't gonna edit it. I thought I was gonna edit that little part, but it's 15 minutes now and I don't even feel like it. Like I say, this is, this is what it is, man. Y'all getting what I got. Hopefully, again, this helps people. That's the hope. All right, y'all. Till next time. Peace.